Welcome to season 29 of the Follow My Lead podcast, where each week I share ideas and best practices to help you on your leadership journey. My name is John Eads. Here we go! Welcome back. Another week to learn and grow and develop and get better. And that's exactly what we're doing this week, covering a topic that I covered in my recent keynote, how to lead a hybrid team. Now, this isn't the recording from the keynote, but I'm going to pass along some of the lessons and the stories that I transferred to this organization and their leaders to help them lead their hybrid team, because I know so many of you are doing the same. Now, even if you don't lead a hybrid or a remote team, there's going to be lessons in this, if you are working remotely, that you can take back or improve in yourself. So hang in there, take notes. It doesn't mean you won't ever be leading a hybrid work team, and we're going to get to work. Before we get there, just a huge thank you for your patience. I got approached by a guy at church this week. He said, "Man, I miss your podcast every single week. It's so good when it's on." I was like, "Look, I'm trying. We got a lot going on. We got 3 books going on, multiple businesses. It's just been a crazy time. So I really appreciate your patience. This is important to me, and I'm going to continue to make time for it. I have some great interviews scheduled. So your patience is so appreciated. Thank you so much for coming back here every single week. If you need something more regularly, go to learnloft.com. There's a weekly newsletter. There's blogs that come out every week. You can go to LinkedIn and check out the weekly Building the Best newsletter. Tons of free stuff for you. And there's some live workshops on the site as well on learnloft.com. But lots of ways to continue to grow as a leader outside of this podcast. Now, this week's show is all about how to lead a hybrid team. Now, I could start today's podcast talking about how I have this whole remote work thing figured out. I could tell you how everything I've experienced the last 2 years working remotely and leading teams has gone incredibly well. And that might even impress you. But there's a real problem with that. That wouldn't be the truth. Working from home, closing a physical office, leading myself, my team, and my family through this pandemic has been one of the hardest tests that I've ever gone through personally and professionally. But just because it's a hard test, I've learned that it gives us an opportunity to be at our best. And if you're taking notes, I want you to write this down. Only leaders who are tested become great. Only leaders who are tested become great. And I think that's what this hybrid work and remote work and the pandemic has done from so many of us. It's been a test. Now, some of you might be thinking, what are you talking about, John? This hybrid work and remote work thing, it's been easy. It has been tough. I've loved every minute of it. I mean, our numbers are unbelievable at our company. What could possibly be wrong? Or people just love making the money they're making. And when we bring them back to the office, they're going to come back willingly. Now, I that's an acknowledgement of what some of you might be thinking. But I would submit to you that the hardest part is ahead of you. Because what you believe about hybrid work isn't true. Did you know that 87% of employees prefer remote or hybrid work? Hybrid work isn't just what's happening today. It is the future of our work. You can think of it a little bit like a rubber band, okay? If you had a rubber band, I'm holding one up in front of me. I know this is audio, but if that rubber band starts at a certain circumference or circle, and as you stretch that rubber band, it gets a little bigger and it gets a little bigger and it gets a little bigger. And if I keep stretching that rubber band, the elasticity makes its return to normal. But the more I stretch it, the more it becomes a little bit bigger. It's not the same exact size as when I started it. As I continue to stretch it, the more I stretch it, the more the elasticity erodes. And eventually, It's just the new size of the rubber band. It's not going back to the way it was before. Hybrid work is similar. While some of the policies might change and shift based on our current COVID situation or the office space environment, the flexibility and the technology has changed the shape of the rubber band. No, nothing anyone can do can have us unlearn what we have learned. This hasn't just been a blip on the radar. We have learned to work this way. Now, this isn't meant to beat up the office or to say that 3 days in the office or 2 days at home will never become, you know, 4-1 or even back to 5-0. That is not the point of this. Your company might decide to abandon its real estate business as a strategy, and that would be the way it is. What I am saying is that flexibility is that we have experienced is both the current and the future of work. So the question is, how can you lead in it? How can you lead in this new and changing environment when the worst might be ahead of us? Now, if you've read Building the Best, you know I'm going to just define leadership for us to get us on the same page. If this is your first time listening to the show, buckle up. Here's the definition of leadership. Someone whose actions inspire, empower, and serve in order to elevate others. Those words are chosen very carefully. The word inspire means to breathe life into. That word empower means to help other people make decisions and give them the ownership over those decisions. And serve is to turn that pyramid upside down and put others' needs ahead of your own. And when you inspire and you empower and you serve, you'll be on your way to elevating others. And that is the key to successful leadership today. Now, whether it's hybrid or remote, that's critical. So now that we know we're going to be leading in this hybrid environment and we know what the definition of leadership is, I want to give you some ideas and some tactical strategies for how you can lead a hybrid team, or you can take some of these lessons back to your hybrid team to help them be more successful in this environment and in the future. Number one, manufacture meaningful connections. There was a fantastic psychological study called The Need to Belong. And what it proposed is that people's sense of social belonging is a fundamental requirement. And the research from this study found that the quality and the quantity of social relationships is linked to our mental health, our morbidity, and our mortality. I'm going to say this one slowly. Solid connections from this study found that it is as important as food, water, and shelter. So if you're in a hybrid work environment, I want you to remember that you have to manufacture these meaningful connections so people feel like they belong. Because employees leave when they don't feel connected and heard. Write that down. Employees leave when they don't feel connected and heard. So if you're leading a remote team, you've got to be proactive in manufacturing these meaningful connections so people feel connected to be a part of something bigger than themselves, and they're heard. They feel like they belong. And there's all kinds of great how-to strategies for this. And I'm not going to go through them all now, but there are some great questions that you can ask to make people feel connected and heard in your one-on-ones. If you email info@learnloft.com, we'll send you these as a download, info@learnloft.com, and we'll send these great questions leaders ask to feel connected and heard, okay? So number one, you have to manufacture meaningful connections. Have scheduled one-on-ones. Be intentional about team meetings. Talk about more than business. Get to the personal. Get to know them on a human level. Okay. Number two is to embrace team flexibility. The definition of workplace flexibility is the willingness and the ability to adapt to change, particularly regarding how and when work gets done. Now, most people think of flexibility in what's in their best interest. What do I need? But in our research, what we found is that the best hybrid and remote work teams, they don't think of flexibility in terms of just themselves. They think of flexibility with everyone that's involved in that team. You could think of it this way if you're writing notes. Flexibility is best taken advantage of when you consider the team. Flexibility is best taken advantage of when you consider the team. Great teams think about more than themselves. They're selfless in nature. They put the team's best interest ahead of their own. So yes, we all can have flexible needs with when we take our kids to school or what we can be a part of or being at home for a delivery, and all those things are great. However, if the team is meeting, it might be in our best interest to be there in person. If we're getting together to do something creative, it might be best that we're in the same room, or that we get together once a month or bi-quarterly or whatever the rhythm and cadence is, where we need to use our brain more collectively as a group. Flexibility is best taken advantage of when you consider the team. This is critical even for you personally. Think long and hard about, yes, you might like your flexibility at home in your home office, but when might be in your best interest to be around others community-wise if they're together? Keep that in mind. It could be critical to your professional progress. And number three, choose your distractions thoughtfully. Choose your distractions thoughtfully. There was a study done of 10,000 technology workers who went remote. And what they found in this study was that work hours increased by 30%, but productivity fell by 20%. We worked 30% longer, but we were 20% less productive. Why? More interruptions, more meetings, less focus time, working on the things that matter. It just happens. We're just around our devices all the time. Choose your distractions thoughtfully. You can think of it a little bit like, if you're writing notes, think of it this way. Being productive isn't often a talent problem. It's often a focus problem. Being productive isn't often a talent problem. It's often a focus problem. Can you lock in a remote or hybrid work setting, and can you help your team do the same to choose your distractions thoughtfully? I was on a coaching call today and we were going through some of my own learnings, and I'm amazed at how often I look at my phone to check something stupid or a notification, and how long it actually takes me to get back in the same headspace as I was before I checked that phone. And there is a great tactic if you lead a team for this. I coach leaders. This is all great leaders can say if they're trying to help their teams be more productive, or them be more productive when their team needs them. I want to give you or this my undivided attention, but I can't because I'm in the middle of something. Can I get back to you when I'm finished? I mean, if bosses just said that, like, look, I want to give you my full undivided attention, but I'm right in the middle of something. Can I just get back to you right when I'm finished? You'll be amazed at the response you get from people versus trying to make everybody happy. That's not the answer. The answer is helping yourself choose your distractions thoughtfully and helping your teams do the same. So let's recap. If you want to lead a hybrid work team, if you want to inspire and empower and serve in order to elevate others, First, I want you to manufacture meaningful connections. It's not going to happen by accident. You have to manufacture it. Two, I want you to embrace team flexibility. Think about every member of the team, not just the flexibility that you might want or what you might desire by going back into an office. And number three, choose your distractions thoughtfully. Being productive isn't often a talent problem, it's often a focus problem. If you can look to apply some of these lessons in the way that you're leading your remote or hybrid team, I promise you will make an incredible amount of progress in leading and not managing your hybrid team. I hope these ideas will help you lead your best. Until next time, be a great leader at home and at work.